morning, I will call us to
order the Story County Board of Supervisors acting in our role as the Board of Canvassers to discuss the Collins Maxwell Special PEPAL election held on April 7, 2015. And I'll turn it over to Auditor Lucy Martin.
So you know, there were no provisional ballots cast in this election, so those didn't have to be considered. And we did have 100% return on our absentee ballots. So with that, I'll turn it over to you.
Good.
Outstanding. So we, the undersigned members of the Board of Supervisors and ex officio County Board of Canvassers for Story County, do hereby certify the following to be a true and correct abstract of the votes cast in this county at the Collins Maxwell CSD special election held on the 7th day of April 2015, as shown by the tally list returned for the election precincts. Shall the Board of Directors of the Collins Maxwell Community School District in the counties of Story, Marshall, Jasper, and Polk, State of Iowa, for the purpose of purchasing and improving grounds, constructing schoolhouses or buildings, and opening roads to schoolhouses or buildings, purchasing of buildings, purchase, lease, or lease purchase of technology and equipment, paying debts contracted for the erection or construction of schoolhouses or buildings, not including interest on bonds, procuring or acquisition of libraries, repairing, remodeling, reconstructing, improving, or expanding the schoolhouses or buildings and additions to existing schoolhouses, expenditures for energy conservation, renting facilities under Chapter 28E, purchasing transportation equipment for transporting students, lease purchase option agreements for school buildings or equipment, purchasing equipment authorized by law or for any purpose or purposes now or hereafter authorized by law, be authorized for a period of 10 years to levy annually a voter-approved physical plant and equipment property tax not to exceed 67 cents per $1,000 of the assessed valuation of the taxable property within the school district, commencing with the levy for collection in the fiscal year ending June 30, 2016, or each year thereafter. For the question, there was 199 votes. Against the question, there were 36 votes, total 235 votes. We therefore declare the public measure to be adopted.
Okay. I would move to declare the canvass complete and certify the results of the election to the proper jurisdictions, which will be on file in the auditor's office.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Lucy, anything to add?
No.
Great job, as always, by you guys.
Yep.
Clinton.
Aye.
Toot.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Anything further for us?
No, just know that this is the last election that we're going to use our current equipment, and that is, we're in the process of decommissioning that now, and I'll be at the board meeting later today to talk about the contract for new equipment.
Outstanding.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Move adjournment.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, and you guys got some signing to do.